This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Grassroots action has been pivotal in mobilising communication and education about PrEP in Victoria. Dina Curie spoke to Michael Whelan from PrEP Access Now and Chris Williams from PrEP for Change and about why this has occurred and what comes next if PrEP is subsidised.
Well, I really think the community has really been mobilised on its own. The two groups that we represent, so PrEP for Change and PrEP Access Now, have been sort of an epicentre of where you can access some of that knowledge, but really it's been peer-to-peer communication through social networks that have really been spearheading the propulsion that we've had for PrEP, specifically in Victoria. I mean, we have the largest, fastest enrolled clinical study, and that has a lot to do with our really, really engaged community.
How do you think that kind of mobilisation of the community will actually help to advance not just access but information further for our sexual health?
I think we have a large number of people that are incredibly engaged and informed about what PrEP is and how to use it. And as a result of that, they're definitely the kind of people that are going to want to spread the news and information. So providing them platforms to be able to do so, I think, is a great start. And I think we'll see a lot of those guys starting to start encouraging conversations about it and proactively putting it on their profiles and encouraging other people to engage with them and discuss with them. That's what's worked so far. I think we'll see a continuation of that.
Have you had a lot of conversations with people or facilitated a lot of conversations with how people have been dealing with negative impacts in regard to telling people that they're on PrEP?
Absolutely. Yeah, we talk to people all the time about just sort of all aspects of the PrEP journey, whether that's you being on PrEP yourself or coming to contact with someone that's on PrEP and you're not, and how to negotiate safety for you, whether that's condom use or using an undetectable viral load or PrEP or a combination of those. And sometimes those things can be incompatible. My prevention method might not be compatible with your prevention method, so we need to talk about that. So that can cause a great deal of frustration for either people on either side of the fence, so those staunch PrEP advocates that is their absolute 100% gold standard of prevention, and then conversely those guys that use condoms as their main prevention method. So yeah, there's a lot of tension and communication that needs to be teased out, and like I said before, the community is really good at facilitating that conversation itself, but where there is sort of a sounding board if that conversation needs to take place.
I think what's wonderful in the situation is we have lots of people choosing to use either distinct options or a combination of options. And regardless of what options people are choosing, whether that's going to be using PrEP, maintaining an undetectable viral load, using condoms, or even combinations, what all of these groups have in common is they're all actively motivated to protect themselves against HIV fundamentally and other people against HIV. So that is, I think, a common bond between all of these people, which is really, really to be focused on and to celebrated.
One of the really important things about a group such as yours and the way in which they've provided information for people is the fact that that information is actually going to be pivotal moving forward if we do end up on the PBS, because while people have been a part of the trials, that's required them to take PrEP once a day. But once we move away from that, people's PrEP usage is something that they're going to be negotiating for their needs. Do you think we're ready for that space and for that education to be expanded to a wider space?
That's a great question. Wow. I think that we are likely to see, and I think what you're hinting at there is potential behavioural changes and maybe looking at seasons of things like PrEP usage. So rather than taking a pill every single day on an ongoing basis for a long period of time, maybe people taking it for periods of time in their life when they're maybe being a little bit more popular and affectionate. And that might be, you know, around their birthdays and Christmas kind of thing, you know, as opposed to all year long. Of course, some people may still choose to do that all year long. I think regardless of how people choose to use PrEP, it's going to be important to support their choices in doing so and providing them information that's going to maximise their own security and safety in that.
And I think just in the same way that in the pre-biomedical prevention era, condoms were synonymous with safe sex, PrEP is synonymous at the moment with taking one pill every day. Now, PrEP is a is a strategy. It's a prevention method. It's not a pill. So the way that we talk about PrEP going forward might be in long-lasting injectables. It could be in implantables. It could be an oral medication that is taken once a week, once a month, different variations of medications that are all being studied at the moment. So we need to still have an open mind about where the journey is going to take us. We're not all the way there yet.
All right, PrEP is the beginning, not the end.
The reality is a lot of grassroots and organisations and sites such as yourselves and what you guys have done have led the way for this information. And as things open up and as things get wider, the demand for the information and knowledge that you're going to be bringing people is going to be more. Are you ready for that?
Absolutely. We're as soon as the science is in, we're ready to run on whatever the science says, essentially. If science says there's this great new medication to use as PrEP and you only have to take it once a year, you know, if the science is sound, we'll be the first ones to be letting community know about it.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that statement. And I think it's an exciting time that we live in. And fortunately, we're nerdy enough to be invested in researching this information and then divulging it to the community. So bring it on. We're so excited for you know, developments in this space.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.